good news for me and a couple of others of y'all. The light skin only party has been canceled.
Yes, honey child. There was a disc jockey who was planning a light skin only party because there is racism in Black America and there is sleep in my voice. It is rather early, so I do have a deep, sultry voice. Now, this is a story that I picked up last week, and it was on the Drudge Report. And yes, within the Black race, there is a preference. There is skin color racism within the race. Now, some people may know that this all started during slavery. It was no creation of our own. This did not exist over on the mothership in Africa. This existed, came to be once we came to America, coming to America like the Eddie Murphy movie. And then y'all know you had the house Negro and the field Negro. And the house Negro was light-skinned because usually his daddy was the slave master. So he was Black and white. He was biracial like Halle Berry, who's up on the pedestal as the queen of all, the most beautiful Black woman in the history of the planet. Beyonce, Halle Berry, if you're that complexion, that's where the beauty is supposed to be. Anything less is uncivilized. Now, let me read this article, because I haven't even read the whole article. I just saw the headline, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. A local DJ and party promoter. We need some DJ music. Hold up. We had the party. We had the club. Well, you ain't there. I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to color Oprah. I can't go. Oprah, throw a party for the brown skin people. Please, Oprah, throw a party for the brown skin people. Where we gonna go when they only want the light-skinned girls? The closer you look to white in Black America, the better you are, honey child. This is what's in our heads, man. This is what's in our heads. You see what I'm saying? Because what's the little saying? It says, if you're Black, get back. Brown, stick around. White, all right. You see what I'm saying? Give me some DJ music. Do I have any DJ podcasts? Lately in the podcast world, I've been listening. Last week, I subscribed to somebody who used to kind of get on my nerves. Well, who I liked at first. Then I stopped watching Fox News a long time ago. Stopped watching, listening to it. But now he has a podcast. And when I'm driving to work, it used to be on and things. Bill O'Reilly, the O'Reilly Factor. I cannot watch the TV show. Cannot. But listening, I love listening to talk. So the Radio Factor podcast is out. I discovered it last week. And you get the first hour of the O'Reilly show. And I love it. And I look forward to it. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir, Rebob. I look forward to it, but we're not going to play that. We're going to play some DJ music because we at the club right now. Where's that San Francisco podcast? There it is. DJ Theo's Deep Disco Funky Soulful Vocal San Francisco. The name is so long that it's not even all listed here. And I have on my Invisalign clear braces right now. Mm-hmm. And today I go and I get the retainer. I have come to the end of my line. Yesterday when I went to this gay dentist, because my thing cracked, and this gay dentist guy, he's like, oh my God, you got your hair cut. Then he's like, did you get your hair fixed? And I was like, yeah. He's always so happy, so upbeat, and everything's going to look great. Oh, it looks great. That just looks great. Like, I had my video iPod last week, and he was like, oh, what's that? And he was just so excited. I'm like, dude, you're running this dental office. You don't know what a freaking video iPod is. Like, I go in there with my shuffle, where is my shuffle? I haven't seen my shuffle in like 2 freaking weeks, dude. If you happen to come across a little apple green iPod shuffle, that's mine. Get back. That joker. See, the good thing about the shuffle is that it's so small. But the bad thing about the shuffle is that it's so small. And I remember putting it somewhere thinking, if you put it here, you are never going to remember. And I was right. If you listen to Oprah, which Bill Cosby was on there, if you listen to that voice, Oprah said, you're supposed to listen to that voice. And I didn't. And I put it like in a pocket where I knew I'm never going to remember that it's in this pocket. And by golly, God dog it, I do not remember that it's in that pocket. I don't know where that little shuffle is at. Because I like to have 3 iPods at all time, because you never know when Armageddon might hit and you need something to listen to. I keep the little green shovel. I keep my Nano. It's all jacked up because I don't put it in the case no more. The screen all scratched up. And I keep the video because you never know. You never know when stuff's going to hit the fan. Okay, let me play DJ Theo in the background and give me some, because we at the club right now. We at the club. It's a little house music. Oh, wait a minute. I got to crank that mixtape. Oh, I should play my mixtape podcast I've been talking to. Where is that? We ain't going house. That's kind of funky, though. Kind of robotic like that. Stronger song from Kanye West. I bought that on iTunes. I bought me some Maxwell CDs coming. Hold up. I got so many podcasts on here. I got 142 episodes right now from different podcasts. Who podcasts at the top of my iTunes library? Mine. AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. Which this show right here, Light Skin Party, gets canceled. This is like an AfricanAmericanPodcast.com type of episode. And I'm putting it out on Girl 600. That's why I'm like, AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. It's finna get ready to just be Girl 600. So if you subscribe to that, continue for right now while I'm going through the state of confusion. But soon, AfricanAmericanPodcast.com might just be another website for my mainstream America podcast, GirlShatana.com. Enough on me. Let's see. Last week I subscribed to Crank That Mixtape. Just to see how it is. Let's see. I got Breakdown FM with Davey D. I never played this one. Let's see. I think they talk a little. From the dirty, dirty to the hyphy, baby. Dirty, dirty. That's where I'm from. Dirty South. But where's my new podcast? And I've been talking to my new music mixtape. Let's see. Mixtape. I kind of like the idea of mixtape. It's kind of cool. Let's see here. I'm going through. Podcast. Got all these scary podcasts on because my husband loves ghosts and watching taps. So whenever I find some good scary Halloween podcasts, I subscribe to those for him. Let's see. Mixtape Show Hip Hop Derek right there. I have been talking to the creator of this podcast. I love this podcast. Mixtape Show Hip Hop. Episode number 91, Soultronica. Bounty Hunters. That was the first episode I listened to. He did an episode on Gina 6. Social League Hundreds. Music, mixtape. I like the idea of mixtapes. It's kind of like you getting it out of the trunk of the car. Somebody made it. Bootleg or something. Okay. Ooh, Beat Jack and Remixes Volume 2. Because I put out his episode the other day and then I wrote him and said, hey, I love this episode. Can I put it out? And I put it out on AfricanAmericanPodcast.com. But I wrote him, but I put the episode out before I got his response. And I was kind of scared. Like, he might be like, what the fuck are you doing? Put my episode out or something, you know? So I took it down. Mixtapeshow.net. So I took it down. And then he said, yeah, girl, that's cool. Put the show up, you know? And I was like, dude, I took it down. I got scared. I deleted it. It's really creative. Robotic. Exotic. Like, they have scenes and what they... character robotic. It's really cool. I like it. Mixtape Show Hip Hop. Now, what I was thinking I could do on AfricanAmericanPodcast.com, it could be just like a directory of African American podcasts where I just spotlight some African American podcasts. And if you got a podcast and you is not African Americans, but you down with this African American right here, bam, you gonna be up on that joint too. You see what I'm saying? It'd be podcasts that African Americans like. So you got a podcast and you want your show to be on AfricanAmericanPodcast.com, then you ain't gonna build that forever because I ain't got but a $5 account. You get some play. African American Podcast don't hardly have no listeners. I just started it the week of Gina 6. So if you want to get down with me from the beginning, then you do that. Don't try to jump on my freaking bandwagon once I blow up. Once Oprah come on the show. Because then I ain't taking no more. I ain't putting no more people on blast. I can put you on right now while I'm in the early stages. Infancy.
while the show is still in its infancy. You can get down with me while I got like 10 subscribers. I just started. It ain't been a month yet. Give me time, Joe. Give me time. Oh, back to the story, what we was going to say here. I want to go to the Soultronic episode, Bounty Hunters. I like that episode. Let me go back. Dex Digital. I've been talking to Dex Digital behind the scenes. Look at that. That remember that Kanye West song. We at the party now, remember. Oh, well, me and you, we not there. Well, you might be. If you light skin, you could go. And then where does the light skin stop? Because you can have a girl that can go there and she could think she light skin. And they were like, yeah, light enough. Oh, what they used to do to black people. The paper bag test. That's what they used to do. The brown paper bag test. If you were lighter than a paper bag, you were straight. Paper bag or darker skin tone, you too black. Get back, Jack. Now here you go, ahead. DJ Council's party. Oh, girl600.com. If you type in it, it no longer forces you to pick rifle. Stronger. I love that Stronger by Kanye.
Stronger, faster, better.
Which he got that from Daft Punk or whatever. I like that. Okay. Go back to the story. A local DJ and party promoter retreated Thursday from a plan to sponsor a badge that would let light-skinned black women into a downtown club for free. We got issues, baby. We always will. We got issues. We have issues. But the light-skinned Libra birthday bash at Club APT, hey, they getting some publicity. But the light-skinned Libra birthday bash at Club APT on Woodward Avenue turned out to be a bashing of promoter Ulysses DJ Lish, which is L-I-S-H Barnes, after word of the unusual party spread on the internet. And he said, I made a mistake. I didn't think there would be a backlash. Duh. Barnes, who said he's been a party promoter for 6 years, canceled the event. He said he's gotten angry calls and emails from around the country about the party. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I didn't mean to offend anyone. Okay. Yeah, that's like having like somebody white having a blonde only party. Do you know how many white people there are that don't have blonde hair? Or let's say blonde hair and blue eyes. Don't have blonde hair and blue eyes. Give me a break. Just like white people have the preference of blonde hair, blue eyes, black people have the preference of light skin, good hair. So I guess every race has their preference. I didn't mean to offend anyone, he said. I had planned a party for other shades of black women. Yeah, right. We were going to take a shade of color each week. That's some bullshit. You know he made that up. Next week was going to be a party for sexually chocolate. And the week after that, for sexy caramel. Well, you should have started off with that. You should have started off with the sexy chocolate party. And it wouldn't be so bad. That's just how it is. Barnes is African American and describes himself as dark skinned, which these are the very people who sit up and love and lust over light skin, which is like, if you know, you have dark skinned people who come out and say, oh, I only date light skinned girls, or red bones, as they like to call it, when you're like, really light. I only date light skinned girls. Like, hey, idiot, you're dark skinned. You're making your complexion look stupid. You're sitting up praising another complexion. Look at you. You're dark skinned. So, way to undervalue yourself. This is, people say this in rap songs and everything. Red bone, light skin, that you look in the videos. The closer to white you can get, the better. Which eventually they just move on to white anyway. That's what you're really striving for. Speaking of light skin, Halle Berry, they said, been getting some death threats because she's now pregnant with a baby from her boyfriend, a white male model. He is a male model, yes. Yes. Yes, so she is biracial, black and white. So her baby is now going to have a white father and a biracial mother. Some people don't like that, and they say they're going to do these horrible things to her baby. I don't know if this is coming from black people, white people. I don't know where the threats are coming from. And the article also said, I have it on my page,
that she never had security before, but now she's hired two men. Is she stupid? Is she stupid? Do you know how many freaking people are out here worshiping her? Is she stupid? For whoever to say that she didn't have security, they're stupid too. Whew. Okay. Barnes is African American and describes himself as dark skinned, which means nothing. He can't say, oh, I'm dark skinned. I'm not prejudiced against. Yes, you are. Plenty of the darkest people are prejudiced against themselves. Would not date anybody that looks like themselves. Self hate. Back. Let me just read the article, please. Would you please stop interrupting? The issue of skin color is often painful and emotional among African Americans. You think this could have possibly hurt some people? You know, you got people who are dark, get called skillet and all this other crazy stuff, and now you got this. It's still going on today. Because I was talking to somebody at work that was older, and he was thinking the light skin, dark skin thing was over. I was like, is she crazy? You got new people being born every day. This stuff ain't over. Go back to the article, please. The history of slavery and the resulting legacy of intra-racial segregation have sometimes pitted darker skin and lighter skin blacks against one another. A noted Los Angeles-based activist who goes by the name of Pearl Jr. was among the chorus of voices complaining about the party. I had a good conversation with him and he understood, said Paul Jr., founder of the Black Women's Movement in Los Angeles and the author of the book Black Women Need Love Too. Ignorance can't always be an excuse, she said. Colorism is real in the black community. It's especially very degrading to dark-skinned black women. The dark-skinned black guy, he gets a muscle. He hot. Yes. You see him in the video with Janet Jackson spinning in a little wheel like he a gerbil. He's looked at as a sexual goddess. The dark-skinned black woman is never looked at like that unless she's got a big butt. A darker complexion black woman with a big butt, now you're good to go. But you just a regular dark skin, or a dark skin black woman, super skinny and 7 feet tall. Okay, now you're exotic, you're a model. But all the rest, no. It's a no-go. We don't see this sexy, bald head black man with some muscles, dark, sexy, got that slave man dingo look, sexy. Look at the Janet Jackson video. She had that black man, he was oiled up, bald head, muscles, some abs. Look at Survivor right now, Survivor Island, China. Dark skinned black man, muscle, boom, now you good to go, now everybody love you. So if you having some issues with yourself, and don't nobody like you, and you really sad and depressed, get you some muscles. Then you straight, now you hot, sexy. Hey, I'm just saying, put it with a ghost and get it. As Joe Madison would say on XM Channel 169, the power. Put it with a ghost and get it. And you can say, well, I shouldn't have to do that for people like me if they don't like me. You shouldn't. You shouldn't have to comb your hair for people to like you. But people do. I just got my hair cut, shoulder length bob. Now everybody looking at me. I know there's a lot of white girls looking at me now. I went to Subway immediately after leaving the salon. Well, first I went to the Chinese beauty supply store because Asians own all the beauty supply store. No, they weren't Chinese. They're probably Korean. Yeah, Korean own all the black hair stuff. If you want a wig or some weave, you got to go through the Koreans because they own all the beauty supply store. So, but then I went in the Subway and I had this bob. It looked like my name should be Sarah, like a little white girl, like Hillary Clinton back in the early 92. And she was just looking at me, man. Like, she must have thought it was a wig or something. Everybody was looking at me different. It's just a straight bob, like a wig, come to my shoulders. Because in my hair, it was past my shoulders. You know, but I had that mishap with the pressing cone twice while I melted my hair out. Last year, I sent Laura and BJ, you know, pictures on that. You know, and you could, as my hair grew longer, you could, I could tell where I had burnt my hair. You see what I'm saying? But I got to get ready to go. Because I got to go back to the dentist. Why am I still reading this? Why am I still reading this? The party's discriminating tone harkens to the day of the brown paper bag test. I had not even read this and I came up with this. Which compared the complexions of blacks to a brown grocery bag before they could be admitted to social clubs and affairs, said Pearl Jr. The activist said he had a heart-to-heart talk with Barnes and he immediately told her he would cancel the party. He was basically falling in line with what we've been taught by society that less African American looking, that the less African American looking you are, the better you are, said Paul Pearl Jr. Facing whether someone is admitted on their skin color is discriminatory, which is really against the law. Comments on websites and blogs about the party included urging a boycott of the party and filing a lawsuit against the party's promoter. The way this should be handled is that our light-skinned sisters should refuse to go unless the darker-skinned sisters receive... Why is he cooking with a tea kettle while I'm podcasting? This should be handled... Whew, I can't even see this ghetto podcast. The way this should be handled is that our light-skinned sisters should refuse to go unless the darker-skinned sisters receive the same treatment. Better go watch School Days by Spike Lee. Look at that show, Martin. Tisha Campbell was beautiful. Pam was supposed to be ugly. B to B. Light skin better, dark skin worse. We must stand together and not allow anyone, especially a club, to divide us. Barnes said he is hoping to host an event to raise money for a charity to make up for whatever problems or pain he caused over the party flyer. So now his next party flyer will have a dark skin girl with a big giant butt. That's what I said. Check out my other episode where Nas titles his new album N-I-G-G-A. That's the episode I put out about a day or two ago. Yeah, pumping them out this week. Love it or leave it. Check out that Washington, D.C. where I go and read the crime report. It's funny, crazy, cool, crazy, sexy, cool. I ain't nobody's fool. I'm brown, but I'm going to stick around. I didn't want to go to the party anyway because they be getting shooting now. Now I don't go no party. My partying days are over. That was back when I was 18, 19, 20. I am not going to the club. They don't do nobody get a shooting over here in D.C. at the club. You forget that. I used to go to concerts in Birmingham when they used to get shooting. Back then, I was okay with it. It was kind of fun running, you know, a little hype. But I'm not into that no more. I'm not into going to rap concerts where I got to be running, you know, running and gunning and things and all that. That just ain't stunning, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. Too black for TV. That's why I got an audio podcast.